While the Coffee with Cramer events have been a staple since he was first elected, Cramer started the meeting by saying this was the first opportunity to have an event like this in what has been a busy time under a new president. Cassie Ressling is from Fargo and was among those waiting to get in.
The Affordable Care Act is very important. It's also important to me that he lets us know the appreciation that he has for the press, or whether they're the enemy of the American people, as Trump has said.
The crowd numbers swelled as members of the grassroots political group Indivisible FM and the Cass County Dem NPL party urged members to turn out for what, as one official put it, to demand real answers. While the congressman was able to keep the dialogue going, there were times when the event fell onto shaky ground, such as this exchange during a discussion about cutting funding for Planned Parenthood.
But listen, the reality is there are way more important health care facilities to fund than there are funds to do it. So we have to make choices.
As far as the congressman's take on the hour-long event,
we have to do a constant job, and perhaps in many cases a better job, of informing people so that unfounded fears don't take over. Because in many cases, people just want to know, or the security to know, that they're not a target of something. That the last person, for example, the woman, the Muslim woman, who wanted more than anything, I think, to be reassured that there's not some federal policy that targets her or targets other minorities. I think she was looking out for all minorities, not just Muslim Americans. But, you know, I think it's the message there is, first of all, we're not. But second of all, there is legitimate concern and fear, and that we need to be sensitive to that, and we need to be able to reassure people in our rhetoric as well as in our policy.
Cramer says the event showed the opposition is alive and well. And he says, all in all, it was a good experience. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.